All is quiet here in what used to maybe still be called the Hamilton Park Pavilion. I have to say it's freakish for me to be here because I walked across the wooden floors I used to roller skate on as a teenager here in Waterbury back in the late 60s and early 70s, mid 70s, and it's since been converted into the Seven Angels Theater. I've had the pleasure of seeing a couple of performances here over the years, and we're pleased to be hanging out right on the stage, right where I always wanted to be, with Constantine Pappas. He's producing artistic director of Seven Angels Theater, and we like to get around when we can and go to these fantastic kind of cultural meccas in our communities. And this one has been doing great and important work in terms of both top flight professional theatrical and musical productions, as well as community-centric activities. And we're going to tell you all about it. Constantine, thank you for having me.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with you. Were you one of those kids that stood up on the holidays and acted out in a more organized and theatrical way as a child?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my background is certainly in performing. As we say in my family, you know, it's like the Von Pappas family.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
My dad's a Greek Orthodox priest. My mom's a teacher, plays in the piano. And of course, we all sing, my two sisters and I. Okay. And, you know, every Christmas we would be going out singing Christmas carols, or even in church, it's a very responsorial service. And so getting a real full-fledged experience in performance from a very young age.
And supported, which is so critically important, no matter what you may be doing within the arts, but particularly, I guess, you know, the cliche is you tell your parents, "Oh, mom, dad, I've decided I'm going into theater." Was that the kind of what it was like for you?
You know, I had a very opposite experience. It was very odd. At the end of my collegiate years, after I received my bachelor's, I went to study for LSATs and go to law school. Oh. And my parents said, "What are you doing? You should really go into performing." And I thought, no one says that. No one has that kind of support system. And of course, through my parents and through my uncle, Evan, they really drove me to go right into performing, and I never looked back.
Mm. So what was the actual first or one of the earliest times you ever came out onto a lit stage and had total strangers applauding for you?
Oh, gosh. First time I had that was fourth grade.
Oh, okay.
In a production of Mother Goose Incorporated. Thank you. Shout out to Patty Clark, my drama teacher in elementary school, as the Prince Charming. And there was just something really fun about it. It's just me and two other guys, and you know, every other gal in the class, you know, we're all performing on stage. And there was something really nice about hearing applause. And, you know, sometimes I get asked, you know, what's my favorite sound? It's the sound of applause. There's something about everyone coming together and being unified that I really enjoy and love. And so that really drove me to keep doing it.
Mm. It's also magical for the audience, because it really, good theater and sometimes even not so good theater would be able to magically transport somebody away from their problems, their concerns, their stress, even if it's only for an hour or two.
Absolutely. No, I 100% agree with that.
So are you still engaged in any way in onstage performing, or are you basically completely engaged with now basically running and helping to direct the theater?
I'm predominantly engaged here at the theater. I haven't taken performance as like a we'll say it's in the background. You know, I still go and perform for gigs. More recently, in March, I felt like I was being shopped around for all these fun events in Waterbury, with the Waterbury Chamber of Commerce as a host, with the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Waterbury, United Way of Greater Waterbury. Sure. So it's been fun to be this Jimmy Fallon-like personality in Waterbury.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of the new star of the show. We want to make you Connecticut's next Anthony, I think.
I'll take it.
That's great. Well, as I mentioned earlier, this started as a public pavilion going way back earlier than I've been around, because there's sepia-toned images of people, summer or winter, enjoying activities around this pavilion here in Hamilton Park, in Olmsted Park, by the way, as you know. Talk to us a little bit about some of the most interesting things that have endeared you to this building.
Oh, for sure. You know, I always believe in progression, and it's always fun to see the fun history that comes behind any space that you go into. Mm. And so here at Seven Angels Theater, we started as a big band hall 100 years ago. We turned 100 last year. And so for however many years until we became the roller rink, which when you came in today, mm-hmm. you saw that we still maintained that same flooring. We have the turn and the track. We have some of the fun rooms downstairs where people would go and have concessions. Yep. And of course, out on the pavilion is where they had ice skating during that time as well. Right, and right. So we still have the old fireplace, which is now exists in our wood shop where we build our sets. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, converting to a theater for the last 35, now 36 years has been just fun to see, have folks come in like yourself that go, I remember when, oh, I did this. You remember that spot over there? And just really get this this well-rounded sense of what life was like before the inception of the theater.
Seven Angels Theater has also had a fantastic litany of leadership. You stepped into some very important shoes, maybe higher heels than you normally might think to wear, but you've had the pleasure of, I'm sure, getting some advice or direction, or if nothing more, support from some of those who came before you.
Absolutely. You know, I have to give a huge, huge thank you to Samita De Laurentiis, who is the founding artistic director, and of course, therefore, artistic director of Seven Angels Theater. She has been wonderful in providing guidance and help, although I know she is certainly loving retirement. You know, she just performed with the Legacy Theater in her titular role of Sister Mary Amnesia in Nonsense. And so it's fun to watch her get right back into performing and, you know, just go after it.
Right, right. When you look at people like Ted Neely, who are still out there pushing 80, doing Jesus Christ Superstar, oh. And then you look at somebody like Samita, and to see how she has sustained the best parts of that role she made her own, but yet as she grows older, you know, she brings new nuances to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on here, and first, some of the things that are happening this summer. You've got a community show coming up?
We sure do. I'm very happy that this summer we have Joe DiPietro's All Shook Up. If you love Elvis, you're certainly going to love this show. The show follows the story of Chad, who is this motorcycle-riding, guitar-wielding son of a gun who just comes into town, has to get his bike repaired. And, of course, this Midwestern town is all sorts of repressed. No dancing, no singing, no having fun. And so he comes in, turns it upside its head. So I guess in the fun short version, it's repression meets expression. And so that is the progression of that show.
Yeah. And now, is this, because another piece of my younger years was what was a Waterbury Park Department supported community theater production every summer with the Moran family. Is this production of All Shook Up going to be able to accommodate both professionals and amateurs, or is it all professional or all amateur?
So what I love about the work that we do at Seven Angels Theater is that no matter who we bring on, we will always make sure that it is a professional production, regardless. So some productions we are able to bring in what we say unionized or actors equity talent. This production in particular is community based. It is all about the community. And so I'm looking forward to welcoming all of those friends to come by and audition in a couple of weeks to really show us what they got, and then to hopefully be in the show.
So now is a good time to remind people if they want to keep up to speed on what's going on at Seven Angels or perhaps want to get involved in some capacity, we'd love it for them to become a patron and write a nice big check and enjoy all the benefits. But also for somebody who might want to stick their toe in and maybe try theater for the first time, they can find you on social networks, but also on your website.
Absolutely. You know, we say if you want to support Seven Angels Theaters, we take everything, phones, wallets, car keys, but of course, more importantly, people. And so it's with volunteers, donors, like the folks that are listening today, we drive on it all. So visit our website at sevenangelstheater.org. We have so much great information out there, so many opportunities that you wouldn't even imagine that you could help and volunteer, from building sets to painting to even just performing on stage or even ushering.
So so folks that may have you know, talents of working with their hands, or who are painters who enjoy sewing, who like carpentry, or maybe they fiddled around with some like Radio Shack electronic kits, or they're full-fledged electricians. There's lots of opportunity here.
Most certainly.
That's great. Also this summer, you have some concerts coming up?
We sure do. So we're actually in the beginning stages of putting together our summer concert series. It was a huge success last year, and I'm glad that we're able to put it on for the first time. And so we're grateful to welcome back to the Garden, 1969, the Woodstock Experience. They're coming back in August. And of course, we have returning to Seven Angels after a couple of years hiatus is Ted Vigil. I almost forgot his name. Oh, I want to call him John Denver because he looks like the spitting image of him. John Denver, he's a, Ted Vigil, the John Denver tribute. He is going to be a wonderful performance here at Seven Angels for two shows.
So you really, you hit a couple of really critical demographics there. I have not had a chance to work with Mr. Mitchell, but did have a chance to work a couple of times with the Back to the Garden folks. And that it's something when a group decides they want to perform songs at Woodstock. It's another thing when you've been at Woodstock and you're bringing that real personal experience to the audience. It adds a magical touch.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, with a show like Back to the Garden, we've brought them back year after year. And so if I was to recommend anyone, get your tickets quick because it sells very fast.
Excellent. You're also kind of in the formative period, deciding and making final decisions on what's going to be coming up starting in the fall and into 2027.
Oh, absolutely. We are also gearing up. While we're gearing up for auditions for All Shook Up, we're also gearing up to announce our 2026-27 season, which I'm very excited to announce. And of course, there's shows brewing in the background, but you know, you might get a little flavor of some barbershop, maybe a murder mystery, maybe a world premiere of a brand new musical. But I can't share. I've shared too much.
Have you, in your tenure or in your world working in theater, have you been in any way, shape, or form connected to a premiere of any kind of theatrical event?
Honestly, I think one of the first ones, besides general readings, was my first appearance on Broadway with Barry Manilow and Bruce Sussman's Harmony. Mm. This was a show that had been developed over a period of 30 years prior to appearing a couple years ago at the Barrymore Theater. And going through the process of how it started to what it was, and even learning about the previews process, where even in previews, one show that you see in the beginning may not look like the same show 2 days after because of the change of scripts and lines and even music. I remember there was a whole number that we ended up cutting out of the show, and we condensed down to 8 bars just for a music transition. Mm. So that was really a wonderful experience, but I would say that was my first big installation into a premiere.
So it's I ask that question because It just illustrates how your experience really is going to enhance opportunities for Seven Angels Theater, and hopefully not just bring in a one-off premiere for the 26-27 season, but it bodes well because word gets around. It's not that big of a community. So when folks that do this kind of thing in the theater world say, oh, yeah, I had great luck premiering my show at Seven Angels Theater, then it kind of feeds on itself.
Absolutely. I'll also shout out that back in April 14th, it was a Tuesday, we welcomed on a wonderful collaboration with City Stage Company, and we put on a staged reading of a show that is now heading to the New York Theater Festival this summer. Objective, written by Donovan Shaw, directed by Jack Canavari. And it was really a wonderful time. The audience loved it, but it gave us some insight as to how we at Seven Angels could start cultivating some of these newer projects and have them go wherever. You know, we saw this with Goodspeed with Annie. We saw this at other theaters where they started with something new and now it's grown and blossomed.
Yeah. I was going to say, from Essex to New Haven and up to Hartford and other locations that have been blessed with the ability to premiere and have a little kind of proud ownership of a first time project that has grown legs and gone for many months to years to decades. It's great that Waterbury is now on the map as a venue for those types of premieres.
And for many, many years.
So in closing, let's once again reiterate, you know, maybe you can't write a $500 or a $5,000 check to support Seven Angels, but sweat equity has great value, as does volunteerism. So let folks know before we wrap things up how the many different ways they might be able to get involved, whether it's leading up to or during performance time.
There is always something to do here at the theater. Actually, as a quick fun story, I remember a show where I was in the parking lot, someone had slipped, I picked them up, came to the theater, gave a speech on stage, then I ran into the bathroom, had to clean something on the floor. You get a whole well-rounded experience here at Seven Angels, so there is always something to do. You can, as we were discussing, from building sets using your hands to being able to come in, usher, run concessions, even to perform on the stage or even get instruction with professional actors, we have it all. And it's just visiting our website at sevenangelstheater.org to get that information, digest it, and then see what kind of magic we can make happen.
Well, I'm glad I was able to make your acquaintance early on in your career here, and I wish you the most success. Perhaps you will move on from here at some point, but for now, thanks for the position that you are going to play in helping to sustain this theater and bring it to hopefully new and even better places.
Thank you, John. It was a pleasure meeting you as well.
Constantine Pappas is the producing artistic director here in Waterbury at the Seven Angels Theater in Hamilton Park. We hope you'll check them out on social or at their website. It's sevenangelstheater.org.
That's the one.
And perhaps participate as a volunteer, supporter, or as an actor in their upcoming community theater production of All Shook Up. Auditions will be announced soon, and we will hopefully get to see that show. So thank you.